excited.
Fannie Mae is a 6-year-old white English bulldog mix. She has a big grin on her face as she pulls volunteer trainer Wendy Hendricks into the gym of the Marion County Youth Detention Center. Her owners surrendered her at Indianapolis Animal Care and Control, saying she was aggressive, but Fannie Mae aced a temperament test, and now she's here to learn and maybe teach some new tricks.
Fannie Mae, come on.
Get up. Sit.
Good girl.
That's good.
Waldo is 17, a dog person who's made some bad choices. He's been at the youth detention center for about a month. The two of them recently paired up for a 5-day program run by Pause and Think, a local nonprofit. Pause and Think began the Youth Canine Project over 10 years ago, but for the past year, it's run every month at the youth detention center. Jody Van Slyke is the lead trainer. She tells the kids that in order to help the dogs, they need to gain their respect and trust.
The dogs that we're going to be working with are not big on trust. However they got to the shelter, they've been thrown into a pen and they are just there. They're scared. They don't know where they're at. They have trust issues because they weren't taken care of. They weren't loved.
Waldo says he can relate.
It's like we're kind of in the same position. Like someone didn't want them or they did something wrong or, you know, like, and they're in a dog pound. Like, and then they don't get, like, love there, you know.
In Waldo's family, dogs are partly for protection. And he says he never thought to train them to sit or stay.
I learned something new, you know, like how to do it, you know, like how to treat them, how to, you know, like different stuff. We don't, like, they don't teach us this out on the street.
The program teaches basic obedience commands like sit, wait, come, and down, making the dogs more adoptable. The experience can also teach kids that kindness is more effective than toughness. Waldo and 9 other kids work with the dogs for only a few hours, but make a quick connection. Van Slyke says she can understand where the kids are coming from and wants to share the power of the human-animal bond.
I had a very rocky childhood myself, and my dogs were my shelter in a storm. And I just know that they have a calming effect on people.
Charles Parkins, superintendent of the Youth Detention Center, says they're working with an IUPUI professor to conduct a study of the program's benefits.
You know, I would like to be able to see a measure of increase in compassion, you know, and empathy, you know, towards people or towards animals, a measure of self-respect, a measure of, you know, self-reliance, you know, learning a new skill while they're here.
A 2007 study published by the University of Illinois found that prison-based animal programs may lower recidivism rates, increase self-esteem, decrease loneliness, and teach marketable skills. Parkins says the most important results may be the most intangible.
When they come to a point in their life where they have to make a decision and they can reflect back on what they've learned here and then they can make the right decision, and those are measurements we'll never know.
On the last day, Van Slyke tells the kids that what they've accomplished is pretty fantastic.
You taught these dogs everything that they learned. That is no small feat. That's amazing. I want to say thank you. I want you to think about this experience as you go forward. You can use positive reinforcement in every relationship in your life.
The kids fill out and decorate kennel cards that are posted on the dog's crate at the shelter, and they get a certificate saying they've completed the program. Sometimes they take these to their court hearings, demonstrating their commitment to change. Wendy Hendricks, who has been working with Waldo and Fannie Mae all week, says the experience gives kids a chance to let their guard down and open up.
I think what's really cool is see the boys get their confidence, or girls, and also see them come out of their shell and interact with the dog and actually have feelings for the dog and actually care about how much they get fed a day or how often, or even they all seem kind of concerned that they have to end up going back to the shelter. And I know a lot of them worry about, like, or wonder or ask, do they get adopted?
In fact, they do get adopted. Right now, there is a nearly perfect adoption rate for the animals that complete the program, but 2 of the dogs from the most recent session, including Fannie Mae, are still looking for families to adopt them. Waldo says he is interested in volunteering at Animal Care and Control, and maybe even working there someday, using his new skills to help dogs in need find forever homes. I'm Jill Sheridan, 90.1 WFYI News.